A far more shocking example of the militarization of American life came in the form of the National Recovery Administration, led by Hugh Iron Pants Johnson, Times Man of the Year for 1933. General Johnson was a pugnacious brawler who threatened that Americans who didn't cooperate with the New Deal would get a sock in the nose. The military liaison to the War Industries Board and director of America's first military draft during the Great War, which he later called the Great Schooling for the New Deal, Johnson was convinced that what America needed was another injection of wartime fervor and fear. Few public figures, Joseph McCarthy included, were more prone to question the patriotism of their opponents. At every opportunity, Johnson claimed the war on the Depression was indistinguishable from battle. "This is war, lethal and more menacing than any other crisis in our history," he wrote. No sphere of life was out of bounds for the new service. "It is women in homes and not soldiers in uniform who will this time save our country," he announced. "They will go over the top to as great a victory as the Argonne. It is zero hour for housewives. Their battle cry is buy now under the Blue Eagle." The Blue Eagle was the patriotic symbol of compliance that all companies were expected to hang from their doors, along with the motto, "We do our part," a phrase used by the administration the way the Germans used Gemeinnutz geht vor Eigennutz. Now largely airbrushed from popular awareness, the stylized Indian eagle clutching a band of lightning bolts in one claw and an industrial cogwheel in the other was often compared to the swastika, or the German Reich Eagle, in both American and German newspapers. Johnson demanded that compliance with the Blue Eagle program be monitored by an army of quasi-official informants from Union members to Boy Scouts. His totalitarian approach was unmistakable. "When every American housewife understands that the Blue Eagle on everything that she permits to come into her home is a symbol of its restoration to security, may God have mercy on the man or group of men who attempt to trifle with this bird." It's difficult to exaggerate the propagandistic importance FDR invested in the Blue Eagle. In war, in the gloom of night attack, soldiers wear a bright badge on their shoulders to be sure their comrades do not fire on comrades, the president explained. "On that principle, those who cooperate in this program must know each other at a glance." In a fireside chat in 1933, Roosevelt called for a great Mussolini-style summer offensive against unemployment. Hollywood did its part. In the 1933 Warner Brothers musical Footlight Parade, starring James Cagney, a chorus line uses flashcards to flip up a portrait of Roosevelt and then forms a giant Blue Eagle. Will Rogers led a who's who roster of stars in Blue Eagle and NRA radio broadcasts. Johnson's favorite means of promoting compliance with the Blue Eagle were military parades and Nuremberg-style rallies. On September 12, 1933, Johnson harangued an audience of 10,000 at Madison Square Garden, vowing that 85% of America's workers were already under the authority of the Blue Eagle. The following day, New York was nearly shut down by a Blue Eagle parade in honor of the President's NRA Day. All Blue Eagle compliant stores were ordered shut at 1 p.m., and the governor declared a half-day holiday for everyone else as well.